Chapter 2, What You Should Do. Be vigilant and listen. This message is for you and any who will hear it. God is love. God is eternal. All things have been, are now, and will be. There is no beginning. There is no end. All that is, will be. The majesty and power of God, the Creator, is never-ending love. Seek the light of truth and follow the path. In Him you find true peace. Love God with your whole body and soul. Love Him in all you see. He is the energy about you. He is the air you breathe that sustains you. He is the food that feeds your body. He is everything you see. God is all. Know God in all His power is always with you. And you can do all things through Him. Nothing is impossible through God's love. God is love and is in all things, and all things are God. Know this in your soul, for your soul is God. All souls are of God, who is magnificent love and the source of all powers which emanate from love. To know our soul is to know we have all things and are to dance in the joy of knowing we are the product and source of love. Nothing can alter the Father's love. There is much forgiveness in the Father of all creation because of His love for His creation. His love overcomes the earthly body's failings, trials, and tribulations. His Son was sent to suffer the flesh with its failings and temptations. He knows the fight and loves the children and gathers the troubled and fatigued like a shepherd with a wounded lamb. The lamb will not be tossed aside in its pain and agony, but lifted to His shoulders and carried. God so loves you that no sin goes unforgiven. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His Son became flesh and knew the ways of man. He is one with man. Man struggles. Just remember in all you do, God is love. And God is in all things. Your soul is created of love. Though the physical body may be weak and subject to the test, the soul is pure love and majestic in the sight of God. God created the human body with its failings and weaknesses. You do not fail. You cannot fail. The test is your choosing. In other words, you will do it until you have chosen the way. Ultimately, you cannot fail. The illusion of failure is in not trying, not engaging. Loose the troubles from your heart. Release your pain and cease with doubt. Give up your fear. There is no fear in love. Take refuge in His unending love. Do not be afraid. Jump into the sea of His love. Splash with joy in His flowing, bountiful love. God loves you in your trying and raises you up in the soul's struggle with its task. Look about you, feel His love and power. Know your daily tasks pale in comparison to the true task of man, to love. Why do you busy yourselves to the exclusion of accepting and giving love? Man's body must have bread. Man's soul must have love. It is better to feed your soul than your body. Do not lose sight of this, my child. God will never forsake His children. You are all spirits He created and loves with boundless energy. My message to you is a message of love. That is your message. Love is good. Love is God. Enjoy life as it is. You did not become flesh to gnash your teeth and wail, but to triumph and rejoice. Sing and dance in the Lord your God and Creator, because He loves you. So sing and dance and walk with all of God's creations. Walk in light and dark. Feel His presence in all you see and touch and know. Do not despair. Find joy in His love. He will lift you up always. Man is not alone, except when he rejects love, and then he is still not alone. Love is not the seeker. It is sought, but never found. It is freely given, but never taken. Love cannot be grasped and held. Love is endless and timeless. Love is as God is. Love is boundless in its capacity and will calm the raging spirit. True love comes from union with the Creator. It is a gift. Oceans will part and mountains will fall. There will be no impediment to the Father except in the hearts of man. Leave your troubles at the feet of God and visit them no more. God will provide all you need. Man's soul is majestic. Even in his lacking, he pleases God. It is in the nobility of trying that man finds dignity and the spirit to persevere. The goal is innate. Great good can come from man's failings, wrong decisions, and shortcomings. The victory comes in how you handle the situation. Do not judge. Before you judge any man, go first and sweep your house and prepare it for the Lord. Once your house is swept and made ready for the Lord, judge no man. For if you judge, you are guilty and must seek His forgiveness before you speak to God. Do not judge, love. There is no shame in affliction of any kind. It is a badge of truth. Man's plagues are but mites to God's master plan, mere cosmic flecks in a second of time. Do not rant and rave over that of no consequence. Seek truth, find love. It is His power. Keep your eyes on the light of love, and the darkest corner will be lit. If you stumble, fear not God's revenge. Get up and walk in the light of His love. He is ever with you. He is in you. God is you. So fear not. Rejoice. The Spirit is in you. Rejoice. Rejoice and sing His praise, for you are loved. Do not cry. Sing. Do not lament. Call forth in happiness. You are an immortal being. You are eternity and majestic in the sight of God. You are of God and resonate His power, which is love. There is good in man's failure. God does not expect perfection from a finite being. He expects the trying, the learning, the search. Flesh will fail, but the Spirit will be lifted up. It is in accepting failure that we accept immortality in God. The body is nothing but dust, but it comes from all. The Spirit soars and dances amidst the pieces of forever. Your soul is majestic. Your spirit is eternal. Your human body is the mantle of trial you have draped around you for the testing and learning. Your glory is in the trying. Do not fear failure of the flesh. Go unto God, and you will be clean and pure in His forgiveness of earthly tainting. You are here to experience and learn. Do so, and fear not your God, for He is love. If you have fallen, pick yourself up and fly to His love. If you are doubtful, look to your spirit and know His love. If you are crying, look to your heart and sing His love. Let the winds carry your fear on high. Let it journey through the corridors of time and be placed at His feet to be touched by His love and return to you as grace on the wings of the dove. Abandon your fear and walk with God. Walk with God and know no fear, and you will be blessed with the gift of song forevermore. You are not alone. Walk in grace and be joyful. Peace will follow. Take peace and love wherever you go throughout the day. Carry happiness and joy and give it freely. Each step you take is a prayer. Man makes his own time and is to live it as he makes it. Man's thoughts should be thoughts of love. Then his reality will be love. God created man to have free will. God's thoughts are pure. Man's thoughts are of the flesh and free will. God has no knowledge of but that which is good. Man has free thought, and God purifies his thoughts. God has gifted you with free will. Nothing He created is bad. Nothing can come from you but good, for he will make it so, as it is so in eternity. All creation was, is, and will be good and pleasing to God, for it was, is, and will be his creation and glorious in his sight. Do not debase your body. It passes into and is eternity. But any touch with love is love, and so will pass with love. Any touch without love passes without love, and will be cleansed, for all will be pure. Man cannot debase God's creation. God's thought was creation, and his thought was pure love. Man can debase his thought, but it too will be cleansed by God's unending love. There is no rend that cannot be sown. Keep your thoughts pure. Do not chastise others. Do not chastise yourself. Accept others. Accept yourself. Accept the love of God. Do not hang your head in shame. Accept the love of God and go about your earthly business. Tarry not in the doorway of despair. Turn to the light of love and walk in its path. Shadows of doubt will linger no more when uncovered by the lamp. All things are possible with God's love. Do not go forth in anger, for the ears will hear not the word. Sing of love. Let not the cries of dismay darken the light. Sing of love. Why do you hurt? Why do you cry? Cry not for yourself, for you are loved. If you cry, cry for those who cannot hear, and the melody will beckon all. Sing of love. Gather the souls among the thorns. Soothe their wounds with the love of God. Touch them with peace and revere their soul, because they are God. Do not let them waste away. God wants you to love all things and be love. God is all forgiving. Do not worry your heart. Sing of his love. Look through the eyes of soul to find God in all things. Look beyond the tatters and tears, beyond the gold and finery. There you will find God. Reach beyond the prison walls of selfishness and fear. Reach out to touch the cowering soul and touch the face of God. Call out to those who fear and cry. Call and touch and walk with souls who know despair. Touch the well of God's own grace. Draw the bucket up. Partake to quench the thirsty soul, for those waters will make you whole. The path is always clear to God. If you stumble, crawl, and he will raise you up in your trying. Look for the treasure and tap the root. Honey will flow on the land, and goodness will be your reward and honor. Goodness will follow you. Rejoice in God. Revere His creation, large and small, exalted and unproclaimed. Find God in all you see and feel and hear, for it is all good and loved by its Creator. A new day is dawning. Sing His praise. Sing the song of love with a fervent soul. This day the truth will be known, and all of God's creatures will sing of His love. Do not lose heart. Sing. Wake to the wonders of the Lord, for you are one with God. Rejoice as the sun touches the heavens with light. Sing, for a new day is dawning. Stir from your slumber and sound the trumpet to welcome the light of God, for His glory shines about you. Lift the rock, turn the leaf, seek high and low, and gather all of God's creatures to sing His praise. The sun is in the heavens. Rejoice. God has given you a new day to sing His praise. Find the beauty of God in all you see. Find the magnificence of God in all you hear. Find the wonder of God in all you touch and feel and know. All of God's creatures gathered, and they asked, "What would you have us do to celebrate the coming of a new day?" And God said, "Love all you are." And God's creation sang of love. And the side of the earth that held light serenaded the side of the earth that held dark, and love danced in the dreams of man. The true path is love. God calls you to follow Him. Listen. He tells you what to do in the whisper of the leaves and the stirring of the grass. Be and know His love. And the keys to heaven and all eternity are yours, for you believe. Call Him, and He has already answered before you thought His name. The kingdom of God is all around you. Search for God in what you see. Touch a tree and feel God. Press a flower to your face and breathe in the aroma of God. Listen to the call of nature and be moved. Do not wait for tomorrow. Walk with God today. See Him in all things and see His wonder. See Him in the flower. See Him in the mountain. The whole world sings the song of His praise. Rivers will talk and mountains will dance. Trees will whisper the secrets to man, and valleys will hush to hear. The valleys will ring with the song of God's creatures, and the peaks of the mountains will carry the joy to the ears of the angels on high. Then the angels will come and ride on the clouds and sing with the earth, and God will hear and be pleased. Do not be afraid any longer, for all eternity cannot be quieted when it wants to sing. Be one and know it is good. Be one with Him who is one with you. Eternity is now. Take it. Eat and live. Do not store up the fruits. Eat and share, and it will be multiplied. There is plenty in God. Sing and dance and revel in His bounty, so all will see the goodness in His love. God's word will sustain you. Believe. Go out and spread the joy of the word of God for all to hear in love. Let it soar on the wings of butterflies and kiss each flower's petal. God is in His creation, and all is good. Be at one and at peace, and walk with God together as one. Oneness with nature is a goal akin to oneness with God, the source of all love. To accept the grace of God is to be engulfed in the sea of love, to ebb and flow with the current, to be aware of all and to be all. Be still and let love fill the soul. Give in to divine rapture. God comes to you in love, giving shelter. Take it. God comes to you in love, giving hope. Take it. God comes to you in love, giving the promise of eternity. Accept it. God comes to you in love, giving boundless grace. Accept it. Your destiny is to live forever in His love. Rejoice. Listen to me and be quiet. I am the watcher, the seer. I see good in all things and turn my head from naught, for all is good. Listen to me, my child, and know all you have been told is truth. The way is truth. Truth is love. Love is God in all His power. He is the source of all power. Without God, nothing would exist. Every speck of dust, every grain of sand is God. God is in all things and through all things. Therefore, all things should be revered. I bring you truth that you might see and know of God's eternal love for all He has created. God, unity, love.